This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. What are you listening to? Well, you should know. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
And yes, you are listening to Saturday Magazine. This is Fiona and Macca. Before we move on to our next guest, I do want to just call out that our lovely listener 317 has sent in a really good best wishes to Fiona Patton,
yes,
who is recovering from another cancer scare. All of our thoughts go out to Fiona, and thanks 317 for reminding us,
yes,
and giving us a heads up on that one.
And Fiona's been, you know, and we'll be back on air with us soon. She was always a regular guest as an MP, but also as an advocate. And, you know, we do wish you all the best, Fiona. I know you've come out the other side again, but, you know, a scare is a scare, and we're thinking of you.
Now, Isaac is in the studio as well. Isaac, tell us, who have we got on next?
Yeah. So our next guest is Grace Hill from the National Union of Students to talk about the anti-neo-Nazi protest that's happening today, later today. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hi. Can you tell us about what the protest hopes to achieve and what the challenges are organising these protests?
Yeah, well, what we really hope to achieve, I think, is twofold. One, we want to draw attention to the fact that there are fascists operating in Melbourne. I think a lot of people think that this kind of politics died in the 1930s or 40s and might be unaware that there are self-described national socialists, Nazis, people who love Hitler, actually, and everything he stood for, organising here in Melbourne. But the second part is that we really want to drive these people out of our city. We think it's entirely unacceptable that these people can just operate in a suburb like Sunshine or anywhere in Melbourne, actually. So we are running a campaign to continue to protest outside of their headquarters in Sunshine West until we drive them out of the city of Melbourne.
Hi, it's Fiona here. How are you, Grace?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for telling us all about this. So give us an idea of what you think, you know, what kind of numbers of people are in these organisations and, you know, how are they disrupting and kind of making life really unpleasant for, you know, peace-loving Melburnians?
Yes, well, at the moment, the NSN are only a small group, but they've been a fairly active group. So people might have actually seen them on the news earlier in the year when a transphobic speaker from the United Kingdom, Kelly J. Keane, was touring around Australia. These were the people who made headlines by doing the Nazi salute on the steps of the Victorian Parliament when they turned up to support that protest. And since then, they've also had anti-immigration protests in the city. And most recently, very disturbingly, a group of them armed with weapons, including knives, descended on a cafe in Thornbury just last week with the intent of disrupting and harassing a progressive fundraiser event that was being held. So even though they're a small group of people, we think that something needs to be done about them now while they are small.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all recall those terrible situations and that awful woman that came to visit from the UK. And, you know, all of those instances have been very much in the media. So for a small group, they certainly make a lot of noise. And we know that the Victorian government, of course, has banned the Nazi salute, but that the, you know, the anti-vilification laws have yet to pass. What do you think? Oh, it's Posy Parker. Thank you. So we've also had a reminder that it's Posy Parker. So, I mean, what are you hoping that the Victorian government should be doing with the anti-vilification laws?
Well, while, you know, banning some of their salutes and language is fine, This doesn't necessarily stop them from being able to exist and organise and grow.
Right.
So we think it's really important that as many people as possible from the community actually get out and organise against them as well. Ideally, one thing we think is that their gym should just be shut down. It's pretty outrageous that they're able to openly operate a Nazi headquarters in the city of Melbourne. But beyond that, I think it's important to see there's a broader climate in Australia that can be conducive to the growth of some of this politics. So when we see bigotry legitimised with things like in New South Wales, a religious discrimination bill being reintroduced that affirms the right of right-wing institutions to be able to discriminate against women and LGBTI people. Or, you know, on the other hand, you can also see a racist campaign being run in Australia against the Voice to Parliament that's really been vilifying Aboriginal people and included language like colonisation was positive for Indigenous people, that things like this can actually legitimise the kind of ideas that actual far-right politics trades in. So we're really concerned about that as well.
Grace, when you say you want to drive out the Nazis from Melbourne, do you just going to keep protesting or what else are you going to, what steps are you going to take to actually educate people, I suppose?
Yeah, well, we are doing a lot of outreach and promotion in all different kind of areas of Melbourne, but we think that continuing to protest them is really important. It's an important part of drawing attention to the fact that they're there, but it's also a really important part of building up a group of people in Melbourne who are active anti-racist and anti-fascist. So we're definitely going to be continuing to protest, and our protests have been getting bigger and bigger. So we've had several hundred repeatedly confront them in Sunshine, but we're anticipating that today's protest will be even bigger.
Grace, it's Macca. I was wondering, you know, when you do this and you, you know, you counter them by turning up almost always in much greater numbers. Do you ever worry that by doing this, that you're actually, they're feeling validated, that they feel, oh, well, you know, we're actually having an impact because people are turning up to demonstrate against us? Do you ever, you know, does that ever concern you?
People have raised that as a question, but I think history has really shown us that ignoring people like this in the hope that they just fade away has never really been effective. And it's always been a very important question, building up the participation and confidence of people who reject ideas like racism, homophobia, transphobia. So we really think that protesting them is the way to go. Them just existing in the shade without any public attention on them, we don't think is actually a recipe for a weakening of their organisation or their politics going away.
You know, look, I agree. I often, when I saw that, you know, one of the places they operate at is a gym, and I have this vision of these fairly unintelligent knuckle draggers, you know, standing around, you know, trying to verify each other's thoughts. In terms of, you know, safety, you know, when you do something like this, what steps do you take, you know, to keep it safe and you know, so it doesn't break out into a free-for-all?
Yeah, well, the best ingredient for safety, I think, is numbers.
Yeah.
This is a small group of people in a gym, and we think the absolute best way to make sure that people on our side are safe from harm is to have hundreds and hundreds of people and to very seriously outnumber them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a little bit frightening knowing that they carry knives and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, surely you can't carry knives legally anyway. No. So, I mean, It's a terrible, it's an all-round awful situation. I mean, I'm really glad that you're, rallying forces. I do hope that you succeed in getting them out of the city. I'm assuming they'll just go somewhere else. I don't think they're going to go away, unfortunately. But it is true. I mean, wasn't there a statistic that Victoria, as the most progressive state, has the biggest neo-Nazi population, weirdly?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure, but it does seem to be the case that they're the most active here, and I'm not completely sure why that is out of any other state in Australia. But I think we really need as many people as possible to get down to Sunshine today. So we're meeting at 2 p.m. at the IGA in Sunshine West. And to continue to turn out to protest over and over again in greater and greater number, if we're going to be able to drive these people out, but also if we're going to be able to build up a really positive fight against racist and fascist politics.
Please be safe, Grace. We don't want to be reading about this, that it turned into a free-for-all. That's really important that you stay safe. That's really important. It's important that you make these people aware that you don't agree with them and you don't support them, but safety is paramount. Please be careful.
Thank you, Grace, for coming on and giving us the information. And we encourage anyone interested to participate and get involved, because they certainly do have a very significant, for a small group, effect on some of our events, community events.
And no doubt when they flee, hopefully they'll be able to fill a minibus, but I doubt it.
Thanks again, Grace.
Cheers.
You're on Saturday Magazine.
Stay with us.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Do you enjoy swimming? Want to improve your skills and make new friends at the same time? Then the Glamourhead Sharks is for you. The GLAMS provides a safe, encouraging and supportive environment for our community and its allies to improve their swimming skills, fitness and technique. Proudly promoting queer visibility in the swimming community for over 20 years. You can check us out online at glamourheads.org or on Instagram at glamourheads. A Joy community service message.
AFLW has done has really created a platform around social change.
Yeah. Enough footy?
No, never. Are you kidding? We can talk about football all day. Chicks Talking Footy is back for the 2023 season every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Listen live or find the podcast at joy.org.au/chickstalkingfooty.
Hello, I'm Bronwyn Pike from Uniting. You're listening to Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
There you go. That was interesting first hour, Fiona.
A very interesting first hour, absolutely.
What have we got coming up in the second hour? We've got, well, actually, let's have a look. I do know, but yeah. I don't want to get the name right. Professor Stephen Schwartz, and we're going to talk about the US Supreme Court, the Australian High Court, admissions policy in US universities, the F word. And what's the F word?
Failure. Yes.
In an academic sense, and you might have some thoughts on that, Isaac, I think sometimes academic standards can be questioned. Universities in Australia have a huge number of paid students from everywhere. And I'm not the only one who wonders whether or not the bar has been lowered a bit, because if you fail a student, they don't pay fees. They don't keep paying fees.
Well, that I didn't know, because I have severely deficient in academic studies. No. So I didn't.
You'd be a good academic.
You think so?
Oh, I reckon.
Well,
yeah.
I could. I think it might have something to do with the grey hair that might make me, and the glasses might make me look a little bit sort of academic. Mm. I've always, sort of wanted to appear like Susan Sontag, you know, with that beautiful grey. I mean, I don't know how many people remember Susan Sontag, but she was pretty amazing academic.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, Isaac, and Emeritus Professor Fiona Brooke.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
And then after Professor Stephen Schwartz, we have...
He's an Emeritus too.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe it'll rub off on me while we chat with him. Penny McKay, who is going to talk about Bioawareness Week and celebrate Bisexuality Day at 11:30. And then 11:43, Daniel Princip. He's an educator and youth advocate for Collective Shout.
And we're going to talk about the federal government's failure to commit to an age verification passport, otherwise known as the porn passport, despite the eSafety Commissioner recommending such a move. Really looking forward to that. What's next?
What's next? We have the 11 o'clock news coming up.
Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.